one. I really liked the gaze in this one.
Thank you. So this is, he would probably be horribly embarrassed if he uh-huh. This is based off one of my friends from undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Frank. And I always thought he had the most beautiful, interesting face.
Mm-hmm.
We did theater together, and he, as an actor, I think it came a lot from the way he moved and manipulated his face on stage. Mm-hmm. That just really, like, I found it so beautiful. Particularly, like, Frank was one of those actors. Whenever we're in college and we teach acting, like, a lot of it's like, right, you have to like remind them it's not all about when you're saying your lines, it's like 90% about you reacting to everything else around you.
Right.
Frank, like, you could look at him from across stage and you knew just from how he was holding his face, and he wasn't like a like slapstick, like, oh, I'm surprised, right? Like the subtlest change, but you knew exactly what his thought process was, or
right.
what he was thinking in that moment about what was going on stage. And so I was looking through some old photographs. I was looking through some old photographs of plays that I had done in college, and I came across a photo of him. And I was thinking about that in the vein also as somebody that was painting a lot during that time. And so I decided to paint him. I have no clue if that's what his body looks like. That would be a best scenario. I have never seen Frank out of like, at the very least, a t-shirt and a pair of like gym shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's kind of the expression, like there's this, like, yeah, I really wanted to toy around with this because his expression was so strong when he was on stage, and when you just saw him in person, like it was like there were words written across his face because you always kind of could know what he was thinking just by the way he would hold his face or manipulate his face slightly. I really wanted the expression to be one that was strong, but mm-hmm. not strong in the way of it was super contorted in some way. So like, right. I didn't want the mouth to be open, and I didn't want the eyes to be closed, and I didn't want it to be like a frown. But I wanted it still to feel strong. I also wanted sort of that sense of like doubt when asking like somebody to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like not doubt, self-questioning when you're beckoning for somebody to come to you.
Right.
So it was just really about trying to create a strong expression without it being like the typical strong expressions that we think about, which is like mouth open, eyes wide or eyes closed or frowning. And that's where that started. And then it just moved through there.